I want to start really basic. And we'll see where we can get to. That's Hakdam number one. Hakdam number two is, I would like to mark them. I'm not sure I believe everything I'm saying either. If you move closer, just easier. I have to compete with the... One of the points I'm setting more is a working theory, which we'll see if it's always going to help me or not. And so my goal today is to clarify some points and share with you some of the things that I'm confused about. Okay, let's start with the basic. So Ritva over here asked the Mishnah Bani to come Yivni Vihekayev. Ritva Tosa Rosh asked the Lashon. Well, the Mishnah is interesting. It's like a double Lashon. A Bani Kol Shehu. A Chorish Kol Shehu. A Bani Kol Shehu. Why do you have this phrase? Come Yivni Vihekayev. A Bani Kol Shehu. Like this whole repetition. What's it about? So he says, just in shot, that Batsim, if you the flow of the Mishnah is, so the Mishnah in Gimel introduced the Lama Tes Malachas. The last Malacha in the Mishnah was Hutzah. The Tana immediately, the next Mishnah already starts being Mefarish, and in Hem Bay starts being Mefarish, the Shear of Hutzah. It continues the rest of Kol Gadol. Then Hamotzi Yayin is about the Shearim. Rabbi Kiva connects back to one of the cases which I mentioned about the Shir Hutzah. So Perker Bekiva goes off into a tangent, but that's the topic. Then after everything is after that interlude of Bekiva is finished with all of the side issues of Bekiva, so the Mishnayos go back to Pepel's Kol Shehu. It goes back to the Shirim of Hutzah, Mitzayitzim Kinevash Be'akala. It's all Shiri Hutzah. Hamatzniyah is right about Shiri Hutzah, then it goes into other things, etc. Then you Perek HaZarek, which is the total of Hutzah, and then we're finished talking about the last one of the Lama Tes Malachas. Okay, so now we're going back to the Mishnah on Gimel Beis. So Betzim, this Mishnah really is the Mishnah after the Mishnah on Gimel Beis. Happened to be, we have about 40 Mishnahs in between, but Betzim, this is the next Mishnah. So in the Seder of the Mishnah, the second, he doesn't point it out, but the Chorot's Poshet. So, Malachas Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches is Bainasoyes to Mechaba Mavr Makapatish. So Makapatish is Lamed Ches. So really, the Tana is going backwards, which seems that's what he's doing. So he wants a Makapatish, but Makapatish is tied to Bainas. So he brings a Bainah and Makapatish. Then before the malacha before that is Kaisiv, that's which is Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Beis HaBacharish, because the same shear is Bona, so it puts it together. So you have Kaisiv and Moichik, and then after that it should go to Tzad Tzvi, which it does at the end of Perika Areg, which you know Tzad Tzvi Shoych to Bavshita Mochama, which is all one hemshif. But it goes back to Urig, as Cheshwan Y goes back to Urig before it goes to Tzad, so they handle that. So Akapodim, the flow of the Mishnah is, there's a Derechatana logical flow to the Mishnah. Okay, so we explained Hutzah, which is a unique Malachah in many ways. The Mishnah says, the shear for, so the Ritva says, so it said, you know, Habayna, that Habayna, which we said way back then, and we started giving Shurim, Kami Yivim, Hechayiv Habayna Kolshur. That's why it says. So really, this Mishnah, I would put words in the Ritva's mouth, this Mishnah really is a Hakdama to, it's moving on to the rest of the Malachas. Why is it important to me? Pashas, that's a klal, it's not Masuyim Dafka Tabayin and Makapatish, which is what's mentioned in the Mishnah. That's a klal. It's going back to the Lama Tes Malachas. It's saying a klal, the Lama Tes Malachas. Right? Why is it here? Because this is the Mishnah after the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel, as far as I'm concerned. This is the second Mishnah that there is the right after the Melechus, the Lama Tes Melechus, it starts talking about the Lama Tes Melechus, who saw got in the way, and it says, by the way, you should know, there's a cloud in the Lama Tes Melechus that has to be Melatim Iskemas Mishadas. Okay. It's the Chor. It's holds out in the Rambam. The Rambam says that when he talks about Tzeveya, the Rambam says there's a Tanai of Malachim Iskayemis, that this Mishnah over here, that Kolosim Malachim Bishabas, he learns the Mishnah that Malachim Iskayemis Bishabas. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam says Tzeveya, a person does Tzeveya, which he will be Mavri after Shabbos, and since it's going to last for Shabbos, he's Kai. So the Magen Mishnah, where does he get it from? Our Mishnah. Because he ties to the Malatim Iskayemis B'Shabbos, the word B'Shabbos is going back to Malatim Iskayemis. And the point of the mission is to tell me that even though it's only Miskayim for Shabbos, and it's going to be removed after Shabbos, that's enough to be Chayiv. And so the Magen Mishnah, that's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is not talking about Boina, and according to the Rambam, according to the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam, the Mishnah is not talking about Boina and Makapat. It's just saying a general cloud at all of the Malachas. That's what Magen Mishnah says. Now there is a Chayodim in Nishmas Adam which dings it and says that the Rambam's Makor is not from this Mishnah. And then maybe according to him, this Mishnah Taka is was it Tlachal Dal? We talked about Tzeveya. So he brings that into the Rambam and he has a long Nishmas Adam to say that that's not the Makor for the Rambam. He doesn't say that it can't be true that this is a cloud in all the other malachas. He just said that the Rambam has a more direct Makor in Tzeveya, etc. So. But Pashas Lachar, this is a cloud which is not Masuyim Dafka to the Bainans and Makapatish is a general cloud by all the Malachas. Good. And I have no reason to say Rashi, even though Rashi learns the word B'Shabbos different than the Rambam, Pashas Rashi would agree with that as well. Okay. Step number one. Step number two. What's Taka the Dian here in the Mishnah when we handle this rule of Kaloisim Malacha? Malachim is Kayemis, Kama, like Rashi, Kama. So Rashi says, B'Shabbos, going back to Oisim Malacha. A person does Malacha on Shabbos, and the Malacha is the type of thing which is Mitzvah Kayemis, he's Chayim. So what is that then? Look her, that's. You could have understood it, and I don't think that's correct. It's pointing it out, not to make that mistake. Lachar, it's a form of shir. We said a bina kol shehu, right? So he says, you know, as long as you do something which is malat miskayem, that's a shir. That's not pshat. That's not, we already said the shir. The shir is bina kol shehu. We're saying there's another tanai of malat miskayem. Right, there's another tanai in chiyuve malacha malatim iskayemus. So what is that tanai malatim iskayemus? So jumping ahead to the sugya on kuf gimel lamed aleph at the bottom, the more the car introduces this issue, the more it says morming to brisa v'asa achas. So the pasuk by the chi of chatus, the Torah uses different lashon as referring to the person does the ma'isa which is chayiv him chatus. So sometimes the lashon is a lashon of me'achas. Sometimes the lashon is lashon of achas. So it uses different lashonis. Now this drasha puts it osav achas. The more actually says it could have said osav achas. It does say me achas. But there is a lashon one place where it says lashon of achas. So yachal ashiyutuv kol hashem, ashiyari kol abegad, ashiyasa kol anapu. I would think the person is not chayiv until he completes the total action, which is the whole begad and the whole napa. He's making a basket. He has to do the whole basket and kol hashem. Now, Kol Hashem, Rashi says, is a Teva Kriya Hashem, means one word. So that's quite, the combination is funny, right? We're discussing a whole Begad and a whole Napa and one word. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha down, says it a little bit differently. Right? The Rambam, which fits better with the Brisa on the base, he brings it down in Perek Aleph. What he's been warning is in Aleph Yudal, Kol Miskavon Lashlim Malacha B'Shabbos Hiskelbov Asik Kashir Eskay Abishal Hishim Kol Malacha Shniskavon Lashlima Ketzad Reish Niskavon Litu Bigaris Ushtar So the shear is the full igaris of the full star. Animal yiskayev is that achi yashim chef. So if you took all the star or call igaris, twice is the sky. He's coming large bagged. Sholem, Mishiarik Shtechutim is Yiskayev. So the Rambam, you know, the Lashon of Kola, the Achit of Kola Shem would be, we have to figure out what that Lashon means according to the Rambam, but the DNA is, I should be only person, only Yiskayev until he does the whole Begad, he does the whole Shtar, he does the whole Napa. Temelim and Meachas, the person of Sky already Meachas, part of it. Which means it has to be a full thing. Okay, so then the Chayav Shame Katan Mishem Godol, Shame Mishemin Umishmuel, Noach Mi Noacher, Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadiel. The more it goes weiter with that. That the more brings I think even one noise is enough. Time alarmment says that's what Reb Shimon says. But Rashi ready, even on the first Lashon of the Gemara, Rashi on the top Rashi in Kuf Gimel Beis. So Rashi says, "Tamal Mer Achas Shatei Malacha Shleima B'Mokem Ach B'Mokem Echod." Okay, Shem Yishim. So Rashi says, "One sec." So we started out with three scenarios in the Brayis. So we start with the scenario of Ksiva, Ariga of a Begad and Ariga of a Napa, and we said, "Okay, so in the Chayav Shichtu Shem Called Him Shem Gadol," and it's all an answer. It doesn't answer the case of Ariga. It doesn't answer the case of the Begad or of the Napa. So Rashi Shem Yishim. So I would think that, again, so let's say it out. The Havamina was that you have to write a complete, something complete. So Rashi says one word is called complete. You want to write Shmuel, you have to write Shmuel. You want to write Nocher, you have to write Nocher. Tamalomer Achas, something which is a Dabar Sholem somewhere. Right, Noach stands by itself sometimes. So even though he planned to write Nun Ches Vav Reish, he only wrote Nun Ches. It's two letters. It stands by itself somewhere else. He's Kai. Lagabi Begad Nami Shnei Chutim Manapa Shnei Chutim. Those are also sufficient to be Kai. I Sakrashi. What do you mean? You don't stop after two Chutim. Nobody stops after making two Chutim. So Rashi says Shemekaimin, the Bashi says Shemekaimin Kath, Shemekaimin Kath, Shemekaimin Kath. Fish ain't Adam Urig Begad Biyamechad. What's an Abba Bavasachas? Umaskal Voice and Kreik Kiyum Shlo Yehinis Tomelo. So you don't necessarily weave a whole Begad in one day, Zakrashi. You might take 2 days or more to weave all of the material. So, but you need to start. And you need to do at least enough that it won't unweave. It won't fall apart. So that amount is two. So it's possible sometimes a person will start with an intent to weave a whole Begad and stop after two chutzim. Because that's enough that now the material is held together. The same thing, you make a napa. You don't do a whole napa b'yamecha necessarily. So, but a person would stop after doing two rows of the napa. That's enough that it's going to hold. So that's called miskayim. And mela, that's even though you plan to do more, that's called miskayim. Okay, all right. So lachara, that's our Rashi and the Mishnah, right? That Rashi the Mishnah is telling me that now the chara here, the person is clearly going to be moisav ala, right? And we said that's not a problem as long as it's miskayim, in the sense that it's a normal place to stop, because you don't do this all in one shot. So as long as you stop in a place where normally people will normally stop, it's called you did a malacha. He did two chutim. He did two chutim. That's a shear. Perak Arig. Arig is two shear base chutim. Right? So he did two chutim. You need malatim iskayemis. It is malatim iskayemis because people will stop here. So that's called malatim iskayemis. So what's Rashi adding over here? Vein moisif alev. Right? Some people will actually stop here and mamish stop here. And the Pasha, the same thing in Rashi, Kuf Gimel Min Aleph. By the Gemara says that klal the suya mai the suya the chok kfiza bekab. So Rashi, what's the Zach Klau Latmis Kayamis is coming is the Marba that case. So Rashi, what's that case? Begarlam Gadol, the Chok Kfiza Bekav. You have a big block of wood, Haroy Lachik Boy Kav, which you could carve out a Kav's worth of as a container for a Kav. So you take out that amount of wood out. And this person was Chokak Shalosh Lugim. See, he only did half. The Kav is six Lug. He did half of it. Even though he's planning to carve more. But if he stopped there, he's kayim. Why is it malat miskayemus? Because yesh shemakayim kenses. Some people stop after three lug. They don't carve out a full kav's worth. They stop after three lug. So Rashi again doesn't say that the nakud over here is because people take a lunch break after three lug, and therefore it's called miskayim kav, and that's a good place to stop. Rashi says because some people will stop totally at this point. Whereas Rashi says over here that that's clearly what comes to the Malacha Bariga, where there is you see from the Gemara that there is this din of accomplishing something. Now, what is this din? Just want to go back to. I didn't answer the problem in Rashi yet. Just want to just flesh this out a little more before we go back to that. What is this din? So the Pashim Shatan Gemara, this is it's Xerisakos. Vos Achas, Me Achas. You have to mekayim the din of achas. The din of meachas, you mekayim it. It has to be achas. Rashi says is lashon of kula b'mashma. It means the whole thing. Meachas sounds any part of it. So it has to be any. You have to mekayim meachas. Say it's even a part, but it has to be an achas. Shlei malacha shleima b'makom echad. There has to be malacha shleima somewhere. And that's the chur. The din over here is pasha the shayla in drushes in the psukim. Now the psukim are not talking about Shabbos dafka. They're talking about the pasuk. It's a yikra dalav chiyuvechatus. So you can talk about chayil of dam, etc. But it's not mistaken. The more it holds that there's a havamina, the drush is coming for that. You know, I have a havamina. The person only chayiv eats all the chayiv in the behemah. Kamashalon meyachas he eats a kazais he's chayiv. Mehechatay said that there's any mila to the 10 kazais of chayiv in the behemah or the one kazais. He has to drink all of them, the dam in the behemah. No meyachas even a revius. That's not mistaken. The more it holds that the drush is a drush of the gabi shabbos. Okay, that's pashat. You read the gemara. That's the mirror comes along and says this is the din of melechus mashem. Here he says that this diyun is tied into the Nakuda. There's a tonight by Melechus Shabbos and Melechus Machshavos. The Torah, when you learn from Melechus Mishkan, the Torah refers to Melechus Mishkan as Melechus Machshavos. The same way Melechus Machshavos tells me many halachas the Gabi Shabbos. So it tells me this also. Alright, so Melechus and Esrika Lagufa. It's not a Turin called Tarkula, Turin Shabbos. Felt Melechus Machshavos. Mechalko. Alright? It's not a Paturin called Tarkul, it's Paturin Shabbos. The Rishimun is Mod of Psikresha that is Kayim. The Rush says that's called Tarkul. Shabbos is not Melechus Shabbos. Right? So Melechus Shabbos is unique din by Hilchus Shabbos. It also creates Melechus Shabbos also creates some dinim of unique Chiyuv. More in Baba Kamad of Samach. The Mora says that a person has a case where he does a maisa which can't be chayiv al-teish. He sends the nitzis in a way it's not chayiv al-teish. It's a tum or whatever it is, right? So let him be chayiv al-maisa adam. There's no pter of Morris says the wind did it, not him. Morris says zaras chayiv. Oh, melech l'machshev is asutar. By Shabbos zaras chayiv because melech l'machshev is asutar. But not by nizik. You don't have so there melech l'machshev is a machayiv. It's not a pter. So there's a unique din of Melech Hashem. Zok the Rimiri, this halacha that I would think you're not chayiv. The more says over the havamina that you need to complete the whole thing. Ba'kol mikol kol is halacha. Be'etzem the more is making a drush from the word osa achas, but it's only fueled with the concept of Melech Hashem. We make that drush because we believe that there's a requirement for the whole thing. Because by Shabbos the talk, it makes sense. The person says I am building, making a beged. So I made a have a beged. So what I want. Not Izavita Machshavta. He's not Chayiv. The more applies Izavita Machshavta, the Zarek, person wants to be Zarek Shemaina and he's Zarek Arba. The Rama says you're Chayiv, Rashi places say you're Bater. It's not what you wanted.
Is that so bullshit that the first container is the smallest unit ever in the locker room? It should be Bater.
Let me, right? Now it comes along with the Morse says, Tamil Armor, there's a din of Meyachas. That any part of it is enough to be chai. So the Rama says, the Moshe, the Rama says over there by Lashin, in Halach Yudalit, he says, Kol Miskam Lashin is Malacha B'Shabbat, Hiskol B'Avasik Tashir is chai. Abishlo Hisham Kol Malacha, Shin Iskam Lashlima, he didn't complete everything he wanted to do. Right, that's a kasha. He's still kai. In other words, that way we'd have a hami that's felt in the kavana of the person. And the Rambam has been building up this yisoid of kolam is kavan lasis malach and lasis biyoser al kavan lasis kai. But bechazim kavan lasis potter. It's loch yud beis. So a person does it less than what he wanted to do. He's not kai. So the Rambam, what do I mean? So he gives an example of loch yud beis. Qualitatively, it's less. Not more. But what about quantitatively if it's less? No. I would think that Kate said he brings this case. Then he fears ice. Even though he wanted more, but the mice said what he did the kabana, he's guy. The Ram has a different lashon before. No, it's not over here. So there's a close Rashi and Tosis by Iskabon Lizrik Shmoyna Bazark Arba. Personally, Iskabon Lizrik Arba and Lizrik Shtaim and Zark Arba, he had no Kabbalah L'Shem Allah. Right. What about a person wanting to be Zurich Shmoina and he was Zurich Arba? So is he Chayiv or not? So Rashi and Tosfos learn he's not Chayiv. Rashi and Tosfos learn basically more than Zion and Bez. The Moskva Bimor is not Chayiv. The more it says it's, you're Chayiv, great cause of shame is Shimon. The more shall sue this Swara, he wanted to go away and he went for us. That's shame is Shimon. He went for it. That's the Malacha. He didn't get as far as he wanted to go. He didn't write the whole Shimon. No one wrote shame. He's Chayiv. The same thing. Worse than no. Our gear to the Mora. The Mora says, "Hasam kol kama dola kasser shem ulo mitzvle shimon." You want to write shin, you want to write mem, you want to write an I, and you want to write all those letters. You know, but you can't get to the end without writing everything. So everything you did is what you wanted to do. But over here, when it lands after 4 amas, that's no shach, it's landing after 8 amas. You can't tell me the only way you get to 8 amas is by landing after 4 amas and then bouncing up again. I wanted to go all 8. So that's the worst. That's the case we have in the Gemara. And the Rashi says that the law is Rashi and Tosfos learn your path. The Ram holds your chai. They handle what the gears the Ram has in the Gemara. Miskav and Lizuk Shmoyna v'noch chebetz v'soif ar b'chai. Shrei nasa kishir m'hamalach. He did all the namas. Menasa machshavtoi. Shrei dover yudua she'ein zeh chebetz megiyah v'soif shmoyna ha'ch yavar al kol mokum v'mokum yikol ha'shmoyna. I mean, you want to make it, you know, incorrectly so, but like it's like a kuzuku mishavonka. It has to move every inch. It's like every inch is moving on the ground. Yeah, we do it in the air, but the point is, you need to move it all that space. I moved it half of my space. That's called zavina machshavta. I wanted to get to the end. I mean, I also wanted to move every inch, so I did accomplish what I wanted. Well, that's a din over here of this drasha also meyachas meyachas. But it's there's a tanai by Shabbos of zavina machshavta. And the Kiddush of Me'achas is this is also called Yizavita Machshav. That's the Chara of this din. So is that the din of the Mishnah? According to the way Rashi is learning. Right? Again, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is discussing the din that is Niskayim just lasting for Shabbos. According to Rashi, it's teaching me this sugya over here of Kufkin Lamed Aleph, that the malacha you have to do has to be miskayim, even though you did only partially. It has to be miskayim kiyotzevoy. It has to be a stopping and a point where it can be miskayim. And that's rooted in this concept, Zatamiri, of that by Shabbos there's a condition of Yisavita Machshavta. It's felt though, even though you did it by Kavana, but if you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, you're not chayav. This is all called accomplishing, because you did want to accomplish this, plus more. Right, so, but on that something more. But it's only enough to be chayiv if it's taka a normal spot to stop. So why does Rashi and Kuf Gimel say that the case was even though he's also lohaysif yeshem akayim can some people stop here totally, right? And the same thing Rashi says in the Mishnah. So now, good. So lachara. And Kuf Gimel Manal, the case of chok the kfiza bekaba. That's a case of a kli, making a kli. Now, according to Tosis, Binyan Gomer applies to a kli. Making a kli from scratch is called Boiner. So according to Tosis, this is called Boiner. According to Rashi, this is Makba Pakash. Rashi Shita is even Binyan Gomer doesn't apply to a kli. That's Rashi Shita. The Urayim Shita, that's the very practice made the Numar Makabas. Right? So the din over here is Makba Pakash. So now, in Makba Pakash, I have an interesting question. Makba Pakash is the din of a Gemar. Here I have a situation where I'm not being Gomer, I'm planning to go Vayter. When I'm handing the Malach of Oreg, and there's a Tanai of Lechaz Makshavis, says, okay, you know, you need to see the Makshavta. So you know what? It is a visa Makshavta. Why? I stopped, right? I wanted to stop. Well, you wanted to work? Yeah, but that's I need a drasha to tell me that. Because really, I really want to make the whole bag. But if I stop, where, if I work from 9 to 5, and 9 to 5, I put my lunch pail down, and I pick up, you know, my jacket, and I go home, I'm chayiv. I did what I wanted to do for today. That's where people stop. That's where people stop at this point. So if I lay 75 bricks, which that's a normal amount, even though it produces nothing of anything which looks like a wall, why shouldn't I be chayiv? That's this din. If I stop where people normally stop, you're chayiv. That's what Rashi's telling me. I'm going to be in this kind of guy. Tomorrow I'm going to add more. But if people normally stop at this point, that's called Yisavino Rashi. I wanted to lay 75 bricks. So I did what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do more today. So what's the problem? The problem is when I do 5 bricks and I want to do 75 bricks, I wonder what's that? Oh, but some people stop after 5. That's also chayiv. That's the kiddush, right? But that's only because some will actually stop there. But if I'm makapatish, I have a bigger cash. If this is not the Gemara, how am I chayiv? That's the kiddush of Kfizah Bakaba according to Rashi. So to tell me that I'm chayiv because some people stop here and don't go weiter and stop here for today and go weiter tomorrow. So there's no gemar. Nobody finishes at this point. Zak Rashi, I'm going to be chayiv for makom patish. When you plan to go weiter, if you stop at a place where some people stop, look, our dosh date in Rashi. Do I understand 100%? I don't know, but a tremendous kiddush. Right? And that's what Rashi seems to tie to the Mishnah. So then I want to know, this Zakal called Isa Malach Maltimis Kayemis, which Rashi is saying over here, might be a unique discussion. It's not the Sugya and Kuf Yamol. This is a unique point over here, which I need to point out in Malachas Makom Patish. And then we have to figure out those apply to Boyna also. That's the next step. I'll get there in a second. But my Makom Patish, I need Badafka. Some people stop here, but ain't most of them. So for those people, this is called Gemar. This is called the moment of Gemar, and therefore the Malacha will be the Malacha of Makom Patish. See, even though I plan to go weiter, but if I taka stopped here, but come on, I mean, I plan to stop right now for whatever reason. A point where some people will be Gomer, that's called I've done a Gemar. I can't explain it to you, right? But that's what the Chara Rashi seems to be saying in the Mishnah. Rashi clearly saying that in Kuf Gimbal, because once you accept the fact that Rashi doesn't say Binyan by Kalim, that's what you're forced to say. That's the Malach over here. So if that's true, I don't know why, but that's true, the Chara, that's shot in the Rashi in the Mishnah. So the Rashi in the Mishnah is not the Halacha which we have in Kuf Gimbal Ban Aleph necessarily. This is a unique Halacha which we're discussing, Rashi says, what's my cue? The more Kuf Gimbal Ban Aleph. So the Mark of Malach is telling me a unique halacha over here. There's a halacha of Ein Moisav Olel by Makom Patish. Now, what about by Boina? Makar Boina doesn't have that requirement. Boina is the same thing as Urig. That's the same thing as Urig. So, as long as I stop at a place where people will normally stop, I don't need a Moisav Olel in the absolute sense, be permanent, because that's a Tanai and Gemar Malach. I just need that I did what I wanted to do. I wanted to lay 75 bricks for today. I did it. Nobody lays. It's not a finished product in any way, shape, or form. Who cares? The Tanai over here is Avinu Mashav. Do I wanted to do something? I did it. You should argue to me. I need a Tanai to complete the whole wall. That's a Sugya Kuf Gimel. As long as you stop at a place where people normally stop, you're chayiv. So I don't. The point I'm getting at is I want to demolish the garden wall. That's what I wanted to accomplish right now with this conversation. Demolish the garden wall. That's right. Look, my boy, that should be true. So, Rashi said, "Ain most of all, Rashi saying because of Makom Patish." So, because that's clear from the Rashi and Kuf Gimel Amud Beis.
Now, it would be very strange to me to be include in the same phrase two different dinim. Right? That's very strange to me. And but the truth is that Rashi did it in Kupkim Obeis. Because by Ksiva, Rashi says the shear is a din of shame. Right? Which means some people stop after that. For them, that's the end. Right? They wanted to write Noach. So they wrote Noach. That's all they wanted to write. The Hamamina by Ksiva was not the whole... I mean, the Rambam is right. If the Dian is Melech Mashevis, I want to write a holy Geris. And I wrote one word, so why should I be Chai? Before I know my drush, why should I be Chai? The Rambam says, hey, the Rambam, you talk before the drush, I talk it all over your Chai. And I need the drush to tell me that you're Chai anyway, because you're my, so you wrote something which it has a certain amount of Kashivas to it. You did the Shir, you're Chai. Okay. Right? And we have, you know, why you need that should be something which is Nikra Chishlatzma. Right? Okay, we'll work that out when we get to Kosev, right? But according to Rashi, Rashi's Kol Hashem is a Teva Kriya Shem. But the Havamina was by Ksiva was one word. What was the case? Did you want to write more than one word or not? The Bryce itself is mixing together two different dinim lechara. He's saying by Ksiva, I'm comfortable saying one word is chayv, even though you wanted to write more. But by Beged, there's no chashivas. The only place which would have a chashivas was the whole Beged. There's no by writing each word, Betzim is an accomplishment in its own. I don't even have a Havamina according to Rabbi Rashi learns that you need the whole thing. Kamash, well, on that, so it's two different dinim mixed in one brisa. There's going to be a lot of problems with that. So I'm leaving that as a question. I'm not answering that, but I'm just pointing out that by that which Rashi Tanai needs, it's clear from Rashi Mabez that Rashi needs a Tanai, it's going to be miskayim permanently like this by some people. L'cher is a l'kuda only a makapatish, not by other malachis.
Actually, but that sounds also like some people leave without titzit.
Okay. Let's see if we can get there.
Why can't Rashi and Mishnah be different than the drasha? Why can't Rashi be different than the unit? The drasha is telling you, even though you're not supposed to do the whole thing, but Lamaisa, if this is a unit, in itself, you're chayv, even though you didn't finish your whole thing. Rashi and the Mishnah teach you a klal, yeah, but for that unit to be called complete, even though you would walk away at this stage of doing it, it has to be with a quality that is really complete as a unit. A brick that's laid, they would lay bricks and they'd walk away for the day, but if you don't put tit on it, that's not called a completion of minei bein, it's not that unit. One is handling closer to a shir, one's handling more the quality of the thing that you're doing.
I'm not following.
Meaning, again, Rebbe said that if your intention was to build a whole building and you only put up 10 bricks, why is that called Malchus Shabbos? You didn't do what you tried to do. You had to put the whole thing. So the Ois is telling you,
Meachas is telling you, yeah.
Meachas is telling you that, no, as long as that's somewhere where you can stop, right, then that's next Shabbos of your ultimate command on building the building. Right. The Klal is telling you, it's not just where you would stop, but that unit has to be complete, minei obey. And if you lay 10 bricks, but you didn't put the tit down, which is the completion of that unit, we can't call that a malacha anymore.
Okay, I wanted to actually say a little bit differently. You're telling me a kula. I was actually thinking, Hanu was saying, maybe telling me a chumra.
Well, it goes both ways.
Let me finish. That. The chara, there are three amounts that we have to deal with: the full binyan, lock, stock, and barrel; the full bag of lock, stock, and barrel, where people will normally stop, and the amount that you plant. Okay, so let's say a person planted late 75 bricks. Right, so I don't need the whole build wall. I need, but my yisavid in my shop, the 75 bricks. So I stopped after 70 bricks on Lachayev. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Right? But if there are people in the world who stop after 70 bricks permanently, then I'm a Chayev. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah over here. That's also a Shir for Chiyuv, a Shir of Chashivas.
Why is that?
Even though I want to go by there, but if there are some people, if I stop where, you know, then that's saying even though you wanted to do more today, and people don't normally stop when they want to do more at this point, but if people, some people stop, period, that's also Sibus Rechiyuv. So that's how he was clear to learn Rashi as well. But then once I saw the Nakuda by Makah Patish, I think could be Rashi. I'm not sure I have a right to be Makadish that Nakuda. I think the Pashas, you know, the Rashi saying this Nakuda by Makah Patish. If you see the Rashi right from Rashi over here, that he says it by Binyan as well. So Lachara, there you could argue that by such you're saying this, you said as well.
The Gemara itself is clear that the Chak pays at the Kava is Zach Ha Rasuya. That's not the main case. That's Rasuya then.
Has to put the binyan also.
Right.
So I there definitely is some din of Malat Miskayemis by Bino also. The Shadow, what is that?
You don't really see also in Rashi. I mean, in other words, you can bring Rashi from other places, but these two Rashis, you don't see how much this guy wanted to build today. It's not Rashi discussing this much. Surely the guy did build as much as he wanted to build today. And the point is that it's the point that the Mishnah, this halacha, is that as long as it's Yeshua Miskayim, it has to be a Kaiman. So there's this aspect of what happens if a guy today wants to go 75 and stop after 70, that you don't really see Rashi. What Rashi knows about that? Not the these two Rashi.
No, I'm just saying that this Rashi, adds, it's not a merciful lab. When Rashi later on said that, that's not such a Tanai, so I think what's Rashi adding over here more than what's over there is that case. That's what I'm suggesting. Because for if you do it not you want to do, you don't need any Mosavala. Those are Tanai, by Arig. And
the man you want to do.
Yeah. So that which Rashi has a Tanai, by Mosavala, period, Lukhara, that has to be something else. So that's why I'm suggesting there might be another case where. Rashi means Yesh Miskayemus Keretzim Zavei Mesul. There's some people stop here totally. The Rashi means some people stop totally, and that's the Rashi on Kavgimel Benal for sure. Avisha also the Hoisib Yesh. Even though you're being Hoisib, but Yesh Mekayim Kay. Some people stop here. Period. They just leave it like this. So that's this new din. That's not the din of Kavgimel Benal.
Correct.
I was just saying, so if you learn that applies to the Bino also, so then you're being, then it's there's another level of, we're adding a new layer of Chiyuv, which we didn't know from Kuf Kim Mo'a Be'ez.
Not building as much as you wanted to, or as much as the project demands, that's the Zaha Klau, at least in Baina.
Right.
So what's culture coming up with? If there would be a Shir, wouldn't it? I'm saying the Shtay Tfiras and the Shtay Essence, that's not a Shir, that's not Kama Yitzba or Kama Mechtev.
Well, there's two different dinim. There's one din that you need a shear, right? And there's another din that you need that something which is that's a quantitative issue, and then there's a qualitative issue that has to be something which is miskayim kav. Now, in many cases, right? So theoretically, what this might add is many times a kosher was not enough. But what about if I walk in and I say, you know what, all I plan to do is pitute kira. So I'm doing everything I want to do. The shayla is mehechate, so that's enough. It's out the quantity. That's the first case of the mission. Right? So that, but enechanami, in any case where I want to do more than that, so even though I did a shir, I have the new problem of is a miskayim kach.
Kosher does not mean a small amount, a fraction of your project. Kosher means a very small project.
Well, that's the example that the Mora gives, right?
Oh, it gives that as an example where we find that
culture
is significant.
Okay, now, the read comes along in this Rashi. It says, the Chari comes out according to Rashi, that the mission is Yechayim and Kol Shehu, that's only the last Kol Shehu. Because Rashi says you have to go to the point where you're not Moisev allowed. So people building buildings don't stop till they finish. So Reuven came along and before Shabbos did everything except for the last Mashu. And now Shimon went on Shabbos. It's the last mashu. He's did a kosher. He's chayim, and it's takim. He's chayim again. This is the end. But if a person would do any kosher other than that last kosher, right? He shouldn't be chayim because it's not mischayim again. So that's not misdabra. That the Mishnah tell me kosher means only that last kosher. So that's the Ritz Kat problem in Rashi, right? Am I answering the Rid's question? I'm just saying that if what we're saying right correct in Rashi, either that there is, if as long as the person did a point where people would stop in the process, even though it takes a few weeks to build the building, if he stops at the point where people would normally stop, he can be chayiv, and you could do a kol shu on that spot. But but Pashas, I have a different problem. Let me go back. Let's see, you learn the Mishnah like the Rambam. I'll go back to this question. I'm addressing your question. I just want to say it in the form of a question. That's the last for Shabbos. We're not discussing this qualitative issue, Mechlal. We're just discussing that, right? So then, do I have any reason to say that a kol shehu? And I have a new question. I want to know. Okay, so I never gave you any qualitative issues. I only gave you a quantitative issue. You need to build a culture. So every culture that he built, he's chayiv. Right? So then, the more is kasha, when the more says, kol shu l'may chazi, shekein oni chayiv for guma latzim b'perit. So I said, chosik abim mishkin, shekein chayiv for urias, chayiv for guma. So, according to the Rambam, I would like to take a line out of the Gemara. Right now, I'm building a building. And I'm in the chayiv that I'm chayiv for every single step of building the building. So a person goes to the building and he puts in a nail. Kol shu, chayiv. Next thing, he puts another nail. It's also chayiv. Right? So we have a fair question. That's a shir chiyuv. Because you had the Mishkan. Why do we need an example for nowadays? All right. Pasha the Mor is reading that the case of Mishkan Kol shu is a case where that's all you did. And that the hecha teisa that's off to chayiv. Because you see the Mishkan, you're chayiv for that case. But if the case of the Mishkan is poshut, right? But according to Rashi, there's no such case that I'm suggesting, because that's not qualitatively. Nobody's going to stop there, so you can't be chayiv for that. So what are you chayiv for kol shu? Because that's all you want to do. So the word, what's that? I'll give you an example nowadays. So according to Rashi, the Gemara, according to Rambam, according to the student of conversations, and according to Rambam, what's the Gemara? I don't need a modern day example of the, Gemara is a modern day example of the case. All you need to tell me is the Mishkan. I'm building every kol shu of the building. Frank Marakasha, the Hechatei is this kol shu. The Mishkan, you have the kol shu who's, okay, end the conversation. What's the kasha? Like, what do I need? Morris says, did they do it? And the Morris says, no, they wouldn't do that. Okay, fine, I understand. So you have to find what they did in the Mishkan. But after they wanted to do the Mishkan, that's a shir, that's a chash of a thing, and therefore every mashu you do in your building, you're chayiv. But according to Rashi, the Gemara is dwelling. About doing the whole building, it's not miskiyam miskiyotzim, so you can't be chayiv. That overrides the kosher. So for the workout, so what's the case? This is the case. Okay, I think that's pshat in the Gemara. We'll think about it before you argue with it. Okay, it's a nakuda keshuva in the sugya. Okay, right there.
If Rebbe's learning about the previous thing, that the ma'akas teaching you that Rosh Hashanah didn't accomplish the whole thing, why did Rebbe have a sad that if I wanted to lay 70 bricks today and I got the 65, I should have put there? If the holy site is that anytime you're moving toward your goal, ma'akas teaches you the yachayim, then without coming out of anything else, you should be chayiv for 65 even though you intend 70. So that's what Rebbe is saying, that the klal of miskayam is coming to teach you that only when you lay 60 as a chumrah, when you lay 65, even though you didn't get to your goal of 70. Even without that, if the whole point is I'm moving toward what I'm trying to do, who cares what you had in mind for that day? Where did that come up from?
No, because Rashi said in the Mishnah, Rashi said over here, it has to yeshi mekayim in kayim. Right, because the person is not already begging to be your mechad. Right, so, but I need a spot where people would stop. So Rashi says it was taka normal for after begging. Sometimes when I'm going to make a begging, I put two threads because that's, and now I have something with this kaim, and I'll walk away. I'll finish the rest of the begging later. But if nobody would stop after two threads, you wouldn't be chayiv with two threads. Even the shira kiyim is two threads, but it's felt mis kaim came.
It's not a word in the amount; it's a word in the quality. There's a certain quality you can't walk away from, not an amount. Not
only
the amount of bricks, there's a certain quality, there's a certain job you have to walk away.
Okay, but now I have a problem. If nobody stops building a building, final stopping of a building till whatever number, and I plan to do less than that number, can I be chayiv? Yes, I could be chayiv, because that's for me. That's my miskayim. But if nobody does less than that, and I do less than that, so what's the sibah zechiyuv?
you are moving toward building a building.
That's not what we told me. You need a miskayim cane. It's not a miskayim cane.
The Mishnah or
this din over here, this din of Ma'ach, that you need a yeshim miskayim cane. Some people will pause here. Rashi says, you don't need that. Some people will stop. Some people will pause here.
Can you pause at any stage?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If you stop after 16, some people talk to stop after 16. But if I would make the bricklayer's rule is the union is nobody stops at that point, she wouldn't be chayiv. That's all I'm saying. Because felt miskayim came. You say that doesn't exist. I'm not getting involved in yes or no. I'm just saying in Svora, I'm just trying to tell you, in Svora, Rashi's handling that neon over here. So if I could have your case in a Madrega, you did a very small amount where nobody stops after there. So what's the Machayah? Says Rashi, there is a Machayah because some people taka stop permanently there. But if anybody's building more, doesn't stop there, so what's your Machayah? Nobody stops here when they're doing permanently. Doing the full amount. This is not a place where people pause. So what are you Makayev for? It's like Rashi, you're Makayev because some people will stop permanently there. Okay. I still want to move on to the next step. Okay. I'm presenting that by Makav Patish, it's a unique Nakuda, what the Mishnah is saying. What about Beboina? So Pashas Beboina is like every other Malacha. Lachar, it's difficult. Rabbi Zalman has this Diyukim in the Lashonos of the Rambam, when he talks about Beboina, that so in Yud Yud Beis, but a kosher was chayiv. Mashmei karka b'bayis is chayiv. Nosan Eben, Nosan Tit is chayiv. Nidve Elyon is chayiv. That's Yud Beis. So that's the Av Malach. Yud Gimelois Al Kavur Reza told us b'ayin of a chayiv. As a clear dama, Reza told us b'ayin of a chayiv. Megavna Sekvina Reza told us b'ayin. Amachus Yad Kardim Sech Ha'ayin Shloy Reza told us b'ayin. K'eitz be'eitz be'in, right? Reza told us b'ayin b'chayiv. That's halach yud gimel. Halach yud dalud. Hoyis the neck of kol shu b'lul, shaltar nagar, m'kenei shikonis lehen ha'ora, chayiv mishum b'ayin. Now, pashat l'char, the lashon of that, ma'ashtu delish, shabor, b'shaldus, b'shal yitziyah, chayiv mishum b'ayin. Just in the flow of the Rambam, l'char, that's an av. Right? Halach yud basically told me that the b'ayin kol shu was chayiv. Yud gimel gave me these five examples of and he stressed. I said, "Kavua, he told us b'ayin. Kli adama told us b'ayin. Megamas gemino told us b'ayin. Mach yad kardim is told us b'ayin. K'eitz be'eitz told us b'ayin." Yudali says, "I said I have kol shu, but the lush is kind of k'eish yikanis lehem ha'ira chayiv mishum b'ayin." He didn't say told us b'ayin. Okay. I'm not, that's next sug, you have to work out what's the difference, but I'm just reading it right, I want to point it out. So Rambam says that Oil Kavua is told us by now, and Megavan is told us by now. Okay? The Rambam before when he's in Perek Zion, the Kechalov, he says, Bim Givnoi also Givino Chai Mishum Boina. Shakol Makabitz Chelik Al Chelik V'Dovek Akol Ad Shiyosa Guvach and raise the Dharma Labinyan. So it's not Mamash Binyan, it's Dharma Labinyan. But the definition of Binyan is Makabitz Chelik Al Chelik. Okay, that's the definition. Is the process of being combining things together. Mesadas Evan. Rama says, "Mesadas Evan, be you sort of binyan the tikkun be yada v'shiva b'akam aroy lo chayim mishum makav patish." So Mesadas Evan doesn't say that the chiyuv is burning. The chiyuv is makav patish. But Kevin Mishnah says, because Rama holds you can't be burning until you makaber things together. You don't put any tit there, so it's not burning. Malachosis, the Tosis takes out the gears, right? Rashi definitely says the malach over here is boina. Okay. So Mrs. Zalman for on Halach Yuzayim was in a Mappas Mursa, which he says it's chayiv, it's makapatish.
So Shah's wise makapatish, some Rishonim learn it's bainer because you're making the, you make this opening. If you make an opening large enough that you're able to put in medicine and let out the pus, it's a pus that also lahachlus loitzi. Yishmichayev, it's an anodim. So the Mora says that the chayev burn anodim. So the Rama says it's makapatish. So Rishon Zalman on that piece. Kitzur, he builds up that the av of boina requires two things. It should be an oil, and it should be miskaber, two things together. He doesn't say the following, and I just want to throw out the following, and I just want to present a thought process. In the Mishkan, the binyan of miskaber kliol, the items together to become gufech, it was the Mishkan. Right, they took the krushim and they attached them together. They put them in the dunam, they attached them together. And now you had, instead of having krushim, you had a mishkan, and then there were paris oil on top. So, Rishon Zalman is saying that the malacha is when you do both. How do you know that? How do the Rambam know that? Maybe oil is its own malacha. Part of being in a mishkan was making an oil. Or how the chachamim know that? Because they only said bread, they didn't say oil. Well, you know. Right? Maybe putting the crushing together is boina, and maybe putting the oil on top is called boina. Teretz is, that's not what you want to do. You didn't make a mishkan by putting the crushing together. You made a mishkan by putting the crushing together and putting the ureas on top. So the malacha requires being mistaber chelik al chelik, and the malacha also requires putting an oil on top. So if you do either one of them, it's a tolda. Right? That's what Rambam is saying. That's a very interesting thought process that gives me a window into what the definition on the av of boina is when you complete something. When I do a chelik of it, okay, so the dinner told us boina. So the Mora says, Masad Evan is Chai, Masas is a Kondrav is Chai, Mishum boina. So the Miri, because every step of the process is also boina. Right? But Pasha, that's a tolda. Because the definition of binyan doesn't mean building something, it means making a building. That's what I'm getting at. I'm not convinced that that's right. But the Chara, in these Rambams, if Rishon Zalman is right in the Rambams, that's what should come out. The binyan of the Torah wasn't building things, it was making a building. You don't have a building until you put the pieces together and you put the ureas on top. So till you do all of that, you didn't do a building. You did part of it, so that's tolda's binyan. So now it comes out that boina, the next step we have to work out, boina is not like other malachas. Right? A person is kaitzer, like, until you're kaitzer the whole field, you're not kaitzer. Each grave is a chiv. Chatzishir is also a chiv. It's called kaitzer. It's not a told of kaitzer. It's kaitzer. It's not a told of bishul. It's bishul. Anything which is just a step in the process is a told. How that will play out into this when I have my Tanai of the Malatim is Kayemis. So Rashi seems to be, if I don't get to a stage now when I'm discussing a Tolda, the same way a Tolda has to be done to the Av. So what way is done to the Av? It's the process is similar and you get a result. The Av is when you finish the whole thing. So Boina is doing to Makapath, there has to be something complete over here. That's the Av. Now I come along and say, you know what? If you do part of it, you're also chai. It's a question. You know what? Only if you did something, you accomplished something. Otherwise, it's not done with an av. It's only part of it, and you didn't finish. So what's the makayev? So the Rashi, Chavos Boina, I feel less on tit. The Yesh Mekayim came below tits. I need to have that. There's some step, each step of the process. I mean, Mekayim before, but I got to say that it's a gemar in some way.
No, I'm
saying that it could be the Zach Klal of our mission of both the Makapathish and Boina is not the din of every all other Malachas. Because Boina is if Im Kain, Boina would have a unique requirement different than other Malachas in this Nakuda. That's what I'm suggesting.
So Zachal is therefore not for all the Malachas.
Right. Saying, I'm just thinking this Cheshman through. Lachara, that should come out, you know, if this is right. It's a, now, Halakha L'maisa, I can't tell you there's a big nafkamina. I'll tell you one nafkamina. There's a shita's, which I can't tell you from Lachumai either, but there's a fascinating shita's Rishonim. I'm not pulling out who said it right now. His makarish that by a tolda, Bloch Genesil Gubu by a tolda is not chayiv. Who says it? What? Ram, right, that's what it said, right? Ram says it, says that there's, why? Because a tolda, Betzim is different in the Siyah than the Av, but what makes it doim? Because it accomplishes the same thing as the Av, and that way makes it doim. If I do it for a different purpose, it's not like the Av, both in the Siyah Shaboy and in the purpose Shaboy, that's Potter. So even if you hold, the Rama holds, the Guv is Chayiv, but by a tolda, the Guv is Potter. And he answers up a lot of the kash of the Rambam based on that. Right? No, we don't pass on the Rambam. That's not so posh. Shulchan Aruch is not clear who he passes. Like. The Rambam passes the Shulchan Aruch is part. The Shulchan Aruch is not clear what he passes. Like, whether, you know, there's theories in the Shulchan Aruch, whether he passes the Shulchan Aruch is Chayiv or not. The Rambam passes Chayiv. But this would be very, if it's a told or an Av, according to the Rambam, it's a big nafkamina, you know, once you start handling different lakudas of, you know, so, you know, I'll give you another nafkamina, which I halacha lemaisa, which I had. A woman went to Hawaii for a week for a conference. So Hawaii, the suffix is, it's a suffix whether it's Friday or Shabbos. So the Minhag HaPoskim, Lubavitch Taka, they just do Shabbos. That's all they do. So they. So she was getting her food from Chabad, who was baking it for Shabbos. They were cooking the food on Friday. So she wanted to know. She called me up. But I told her before she went that the Minhag HaPoskim not to do Malachas Deraisa on Friday. They're born in Jamaica. Yermach run the rices. And Shabbos, Yermach run everything. So she said, what's the Deraisa? What's the Rabbanan? I says, now you're going to tackle the Negnaf community. What's the Deraisa? What's the Rabbanan? You know, so I sat down with her. I went through her day, what she's probably going to do, and what's the Deraisa and what's the Rabbanan? You know, but our Negnaf community is a local Maisa. You know, then she called me up with the Shabbat, but they're cooking for her, which is the Deraisa. Is she allowed to eat it? That was, you have to ask your local poison for that one. Okay.